All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What a bank account! Hey, after a one-day hiatus, I'm back.
Dang
happy
it.
To be here, unlike my co-host who wishes Jerome would just stay.
No, I can't take that every day being accused of being a racist. I'm exhausted by the time Jerome leaves because I have to be on my P's and Q's. Like, I have to. He'll find one little thing that I'll say and go off on a tangent on me. So it's nice to be able to let my guard down a little bit.
So essentially, you get to experience what I experience.
Oh, get out of here.
Every other day.
I don't say you're racist. I mean, there was a time, two days ago, where you were racist, but I don't normally say.
I love kebabs.
Well,
Nick's
welcome
here,
back.
Barry's here, I'm here, glad to be back.
Yeah.
Holy my goodness, fellas, the emergency pediatrician meeting or appointment had to happen. The hospital thought there might be something with the baby that freaks me out. Then Lisa can't drive because of the C-section, so it was all on me. That's why I had to skip out. Thankfully, everything's good there.
Good.
And last night, things aren't so good with the canines again.
Oh, no. What happened?
Lisa, I was like helping her with the baby at like 3 a.m. She goes, "You better look at Sophie." And I was like, "Why?" She's like, "She's limping."
Oh no!
That's the one that I call Camry because she's cost us as much as a Camry that had the ACL last year.
Right.
There is no doubt in my mind she tore the other ACL.
Oh no!
And I'm like, with my medical bill, everything I've been through, Lisa's, and then the baby itself, I'm like, do not need this. But I'm like, oh, my God. The fact that the dog who literally races to the door when she knows we're going walking didn't even get up today and had that leg elevated, I'm like,
Yeah, that's bad.
It's not good. So I'm actually Googling what to do if you don't want to do surgery. Like they said,
let him walk it off, or her. Just tell her to walk it off.
Josh.
Get her a little doggy cane.
Josh, who was hanging out with you to start the blitz yesterday, he told me that his family, they avoided the ACL surgery, and it will heal. You just have to be careful in terms of, like, everything after that. I'm like, man, I'm seriously, I can't, I don't know when it stops, but I got to consider every option. That was just to me, like, ugh.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay for that. You got enough to worry about.
No,
let that dog walk it off, or maybe it's time to just go to another neighborhood and drop it off.
Not going to do that, as you know.
No?
Nope, not going to happen.
Not?
But I'm happy to be here because now with all that going on, I can just kind of decompress and check out for 3 hours.
Isn't it weird that your job is where you go to get away from everything?
It has been for a while. Yeah.
Yeah?
But it's been great because with everything going on, you know that you can escape into the world of the suspects for 3 hours and then re-engage after the show's over. So I'm happy to be back.
Good. Nicholas, what are you up to?
Oh, what up, man? How you doing?
Nothing much, man.
I honestly, last night, I did nothing but sleep, so Joel probably envies me a lot.
Yeah?
You slept?
For like 13 hours straight.
What?
Yeah.
You pulled a Laminack.
I did.
Good for you.
With no help like Laminack gets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to fix my cataracts, but it helps.
No, I just went home and just slept for 13. I was just feeling so weak and tired. My body just shut down, so I
really?
Just went to bed, didn't do anything, didn't
no
watch
help,
any sports.
No, nothing. You just shut it down.
Not that there was anything going on,
there was
really.
Nothing worthwhile watching. So Joel is over here getting an hour to two of sleep per night, and you got 13, and you felt it appropriate to let him know
thanks.
That.
Well, the worst thing is I don't really feel that much better.
Really?
I don't.
Wow.
I don't feel energized or pumped or anything.
No?
Uh-uh.
Is that like sometimes when you get too much sleep, like you feel kind of punch drunk for a little while?
Not me. I love sleep. I love naps. I love sleep.
Too much sleep can do that.
I was tired from the last couple of days. I've been going to bed like 11:30, getting up at 6 a.m. because I'm trying to stay on the schedule that I started. And like last night, I got home from the improv and I'm playing video games on the couch. And I was like, I'm going to go to bed at about 11:30. I started getting sleepy, and I kind of fell asleep in the middle of playing a video game, and I was like, oh, it must be 11:30. It was 10:15. For me, that was early. I was like, well, I'm going to bed. So we're all just
the other thing
sleep.
That messes with you is the daylight savings time stuff. Because yeah. I always base it like when the sun goes down, everything like that. And last night, I already felt like I got hit by a truck
at 5:30.
And I looked at the clock and there, and Lisa's like, "It's only 7 o'clock." I go, "Oh my god, it feels like it's 10:30."
Yeah, it'll do that to you. It's not good.
I hate it. I know people go back and forth, and a lot of people like that extra hour of sleep. I just, if they, I know there's been legislation, everything to get rid of daylight savings time. I would hope that means that it's on the, it goes with the, it stays light longer.
Now, when they say get rid of it, does that mean it would be, it would always get dark at 5:30?
That's what I mean. I would hope it's the opposite. Like when they push the clocks forward, like it's always going to be light up until like
8:30.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of that.
I am too.
I get yard work done in the middle of the week because of that. So I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I love it, especially in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so totally I'm a big fan.
Totally agree.
So if they're going to do it that way, I'm all for it. If you're going to do it and keep it where it gets dark at 5:30 every night, I'm not a fan. Don't want to do it.
Hey, I know we've discussed this before, but I was hanging out at the front desk yesterday after the show with Esme and Christina, and we were all just chit-chatting, right?
Yeah.
And we were just having casual conversations. And at one point, we were talking about what I said something about sweating, right? And Christina was like, "Oh, you know, you can get Botox in your underarms. And it's supposed to stop them from spreading, sweating." I was like, "I thought that was just for your forehead to take the wrinkles out." She's like, "No, if you get, they'll inject your underarms with Botox, makes you stop sweating." I was like, "Well, that was interesting." I said, "I use Certain Dry." And
yeah.
So we had this lengthy conversation. I get in the car. I'm driving home. I'm sitting at a stoplight. I pull out my phone and I pull up Instagram. And the first ad I see is for a t-shirt that prevents your underarm sweat from seeping through. So apparently in the underarms they've got some sort of liner. And I was like, "All right, phone.
Yeah.
Stop listening to me. That's so creepy." But also I was like, "Hey, Christina, here's a lead. Go."
You said it to her?
Yeah, I was like, "First of all, this is creepy because we were talking about this. Second of all, hit them up. Maybe they'll maybe
no doubt,
want to advertise."
But also creepy that with two pretty ladies in the office, you were talking about armpits.
Yeah, I'm an old married man. I'm not trying to. What else am I going to talk about with them? Like, what am I going to talk about? I'm going to the
current
club.
Events?
Going to the club? Nah, I don't even know how it came up. We were talking about being on. Oh, I don't remember. It was something about being on stage or whatever. I don't know.
But, I could see that.
Yeah.
I mean, if the lights are on you all the time, because we've talked about that with you.
Yeah.
The other thing that's crazy, because it's weird for me to know everything that was going on in the Houston mayoral race, but we don't vote anymore because we're out in Sugar Land.
Right.
But then to watch the ballots come in last night, and first of all,
who won?
It's still up in the air because
what?
They still didn't get all the count right, and they were still there's
Houston
this new legislation.
Count.
But here's the thing, guys. What's Houston? 6 million people?
Yes.
Do you know how many people voted last?
I heard this. A couple hundred thousand?
Less than 300,000 people voted.
Oh, that's so sad. We're terrible.
And there's going to be a runoff now because you needed 50% or more, even though you won by like 20%. If you don't get more than at least 50% of the vote, there's a runoff. So Tony Busby and Sylvester Turner are going to have a runoff.
Oh, that's not good. Now we've got to go through this again. More political ads.
Yeah.
I've got to watch more mudslinging.
Yep.
Yep. Not a fan of that.
Yep.
Don't like it.
So
get
that
your
was
act together,
crazy.
Houston. I'm curious how many people that listen to this show voted. And I don't want y'all to call or anything, but I just wonder. I feel like if, 300,000 or so of 6 million voted,
yeah.
That's just not good. And, you know, those are the ones that are, you know, I would be willing to bet you that the people that were on the fence, the people that, you know, are in the middle somewhere between Democrats and Republicans or between Sylvester Turner and Tony Busby, they're probably the ones that didn't go vote. Well, the ones that voted were the hardcore, "That's my guy,
I
love
party,
my party,"
or whatever. Yeah. Yep.
And those are the ones we don't want voting. I'm sorry, no offense, but we want all of us normal folks in the middle that can make rational decisions and don't have a party tell us how to vote to vote.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too.
Boy, I'm sure I just pissed off some people.
You probably did.
Whatever.
But it's really embarrassing when all the outlining areas, they actually can highlight who won with a yellow bar. Because in Pearland and the Woodlands and Sugarland, the elections actually got done on time and they could actually announce it on the crawl.
Yeah.
But then you also see, like in Cleveland, they had some vote on some passing some new legislation. Three votes won it. Now, I don't know if that's a misprint, total? But it said the winning legislation was this because they had 3 votes for yes and there was 1 vote for no. I'm like, 4 people in Cleveland voted. God. Are you kidding me?
Bless it.
That's what? Embarrassing.
That's very embarrassing.
So, and then the other thing was, as I was flipping channels last night at 10 o'clock to see what was going on, Fox 26 at about 10 minutes to 10 picked up the Tony Busby speech that he was talking to his people about. He repeated, my mother-in-law goes, I know nothing about what's going on with this situation in California. She goes, but if he repeats what he's going to say every single time he starts to talk, I can't even listen to him. And I'm like, no, I think you're exaggerating. Nope. Every time he was like, now y'all know that I'm from this area. My mama's sitting right here. Right, mama? Mama's sitting right there. And if you guys want to talk about how hard we had it when we had it hard when we were growing up. Mama, did we have it hard when we were growing up? We had it hard ever since we've been here. But, you know, we're here living proof. We forgot that we're forgiving daddy. I'm talking now. I forgive daddy. I was like, oh my God, he's doing it. I can't believe she's absolutely right. I don't. I was like, is he drunk? Do you drink at your own deal?
People were literally just texting the show saying that he was drunk at his party.
It was crazy. So and then I saw Sylvester Turner's, and of course, it's like Sheila Jackson Lee's like, where's Waldo? Whenever there's any chance for any kind of exposure, Sheila Jackson Lee is going to be there. So she left Washington, D.C. to come in for this. And I'm going, this whole thing is just crazy, and you got 200,000 people to vote.
She's one I don't like.
She was at Michael Jackson's funeral at Staples Center and spoke, and I was like, she's from Houston. How did that happen?
Yeah, I don't like her. I know she's from Houston and we're supposed to like her. I don't like her. I'm not a fan of hers at all. She seems like she's too she's just out for the publicity. Like she doesn't
That's what I mean. Anytime there's a camera and something big, she shows up.
Yeah.
The fact that it wasn't even political and she was speaking at Michael Jackson's funeral, I was like, what's the correlation there?
Oh.
So she was with Sylvester Turner last night, and I'm like, and we're going to do this whole thing again in December.
So did you guys go vote in Sugar Land or wherever?
Actually, with all we had going on yesterday, truth be told,
Nick, did you vote?
I did not. I'm not even going to sit here and act like I did.
I mean, I went and voted.
Or criticize.
You did not.
I didn't even know that we were supposed to vote yesterday.
Yeah, see?
I knew there was a mayoral race for Houston. I didn't know when exactly it was the voting
would
take place.
If there wasn't a libertarian or independent, you weren't even considering.
I couldn't even tell you who that was.
There was an agnostic.
Probably.
Yeah.
No, I honest to God didn't pay attention to it at all. Like, I saw the ads, obviously, for Busby and Sylvester Turner and stuff like that, and it drove me nuts, but I didn't really pay attention to it. So,
well, pay attention to this. Okay. It is a Way Back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects. You guys gave me the theme as I asked you last night, so it seems to be in honor of Deshaun Watson being in the conversation for MVP. We all were charged with finding at least 2 songs that either the artist or the title of the song start with M and then V and then P. And then I thought the other two were wild cards, but you guys told me that's not the case. So then the other two can be any MV or P artist or title of song. So I don't know, Nick, who's going first?
You are, sir.
I got hour number one, and we'll go from there. You were supposed to start playing them in order.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Because there's M's, V's, and P's.
Did we say that?
That's what he told me. I'm just going by what he told me.
I told you. I didn't say that.
See, that's okay. You guys are just making up rules on the fly again. Yeah.
So I'm hour number one. Who's hour number two?
Barry, and then I'll go Les.
Okay, there you go.
Cool.
So you guys can keep in touch with that. And if you want to keep in touch with us, HRNP Listener Line, 713-780-3776. Call that number, text that number. Hit us on Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at The Producer Nick. We are The Usual Suspects. Just getting started on ESPN 97.5. I got it.
Subterranean by design. I wonder what I would find. ESPN. 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Songs representing the PVM or the MVP. two P's, two V's, and two M's. Anyway, the MVP title or artist, starting with MV or P, pre-2009 in honor of the fantastic start of the season for Deshaun Watson.
Looking like that is way back Wednesday. MVP.
You better hope in the next three games he does.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are going to tell you a whole lot about your Houston Texans,
yeah.
Good, bad, or otherwise. So we'll see how that all plays out. But you guys picked a very... Who picked the theme, by the way?
This is my idea.
Good idea.
Thank you.
Well done. Well played.
I mean, so we didn't talk about it yesterday. It's just when you texted me and was like, do we have a theme? I was like, oh, no, we didn't even discuss it. So how about this idea?
Freaking Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, you know, you're not going to get
known
him.
Anyway,
not going to get him to come up with
locked
anything.
Locked in a sauna sleeping
he's
for 13
give you a year.
Hours without his armpits sweating.
I would have come up with one like...
1950.
1215 today.
1250, exactly.
In honor of number four, Deshaun Watson, songs from 2004.
1904.
Or that.
Could we do that one week? Can
no.
we just do songs from like 1920s?
If 84 was that
bad.
Hello,
my baby. Hello, my darling.
I can't wait to see the YouTube videos.
Yeah, he's screwed.
I'm yeah. struggling to find a good audio version of Ray Charles's Mess Around because that was
yeah.
recorded in like the 50s.
One of your faves, by the way.
You're going to have to go get a gramophone. Isn't that what they called it? The original record player?
Something like that. Yeah, a gramophone. The big horn.
Oh, no.
No, I mean.
We're bringing up the horn now.
No.
That's what we're doing. Yes, that's what we're doing.
Like, it's like a
bringing
big.
Up the horn.
See? Why does Nick have
what
to
What does
go
this
get,
have to do anything
what,
with
what
the horn?
What would you call that thing? It's like a big funnel. How about
speaker?
That? It's like a big funnel that
a
goes
speaker.
Out.
A big speaker. It was the original version of a speaker.
Speaker.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a speaker.
Yeah. And that's okay. what it was. Can't believe
cool.
you said horn. You said the H word, bro. Why are you being like that?
People need to realize there's certain unwritten rules with the usual. Like in baseball, like, you know, if you get your guy gets hit, you get to hit the other guy. The unwritten rule of the suspects. Just don't mention the horn.
Yeah. Somebody said, damn, Nick's jamming today. Nope, not his
that
hour.
That would be
yeah,
me.
He is.
You obviously don't pay
that was
attention.
My son, Freak a Leak.
No, it was not Petey Pablo.
Hey,
I
guys,
contributed to Joel's list.
I voted and I listened to the show and I'm a 60-year-old woman. Cool.
Your mom
Let's
is
look
awesome.
At that. See? You.
I met your mom. She's fantastic. With the fact that she
you
voted and she listens every day
bitch.
Is fantastic. Yeah, I'm not trying to bring your family into this or anything like that.
Yesterday,
your mom
Jerome implies that he's having sex with my wife.
Yeah.
Today,
what?
You're talking about my mama. I
wait
swear
minute,
to God.
Wait,
I stepped aside on that conversation.
I'm going to fight everybody that does this show with me at some point.
I even warned Jerome. I'm like, Barry has a gun. He still went at it. He
yeah,
didn't even
he didn't
care.
Wait a minute. I just got done saying the unwritten rules of the suspects. And one of our other unwritten rules is
no family.
Family is
and
off
what
limit.
Do you do? You talk about my mama. Okay.
I gave your mom credit.
No. No.
That's a props.
Just
I didn't say I was
listen.
Sleeping with your mom. I said your mom's great.
See? That's okay.
He went there?
Yeah. And then you went there. And now the
Nick, your turn.
It was a very uncomfortable situation. I just stepped aside.
The gloves
aside.
Are off.
I can see why you didn't chime in.
I did not
on
chime in.
Popping now.
No, wait a minute. It's one thing to mention Nora, but he actually suggested that they had relations?
No. He was making a joke because I took her with me to the shoot on Sunday.
For the show.
And he was like, yeah, I was with your wife on Sunday. I was with her all alone. And I was like, and I couldn't remember what he was implying. At first, I was like, bitch, no, you weren't. And then I was like, oh, that's right, because I was doing the shoot, and you were alone with her and Lauren. And he was like, yeah. I was like, oh, see? he's lucky we're friends.
Wow. Yeah. Sorry I missed that.
Yeah.
Really, I am. I'm sorry I missed that.
So somebody texted this, and this is a really good topic, and I know you guys, you basketball dorks, would love to talk about this, but somebody texted the show and said, don't know how you guys feel about load management. Already Kawhi is missing a game. He's missing tonight. He missed one last week. What do y'all think about it?
I hate it. It's a big deal. Somebody asked me about it, and I responded this morning. I believe it was on Twitter. Oh, it was on Facebook. But here's the thing. It's one thing if you're going to do it when your team is at home against a team like in your division or your conference because they make multiple stops in your city, because you're one way or another, all you're hurting is your fans. If you truly are concerned about the fan experience, if you truly are marketers that really care about the fans, this is going to get out of hand, because this goes back to Popovich, who intentionally not only would give his guys rest, but the hand that feeds him so well was the one that he enjoyed screwing over. He'd say, we're playing the Heat in a finals rematch, and I'm going to sit Ginobili, Parker, and Duncan. and I don't care if you're upset. And it was a national TV game. Tonight, they're billing it as a possible finals matchup between the Bucks and the Clippers. And Doc Rivers is almost giving the middle finger to the entire nation and the hand that feeds them indirectly with ABC and ESPN, as well as the league, and going, you know what? You guys bill it as that, and then I'm going to take our best player and sit him down. Enjoy yourself.
And how much blame does Kawhi get in all this?
Yep.
Because to me, this is a classic clash of the product that you're serving to fans, like you're referring to, Joel,
right?
And what's best and what's right for the player and the team. And let's be honest, Kawhi's done this for how long? And there's been documented success. So it's that classic clash. He's done it with three different teams now. He obviously wants to do this, right? Is that fair to say?
I think he's okay with doing it.
You think you're being forced to sit down if he really wants to play?
But doesn't that also take something away from what kind of competitor he is? Because if you're a competitor, you don't care about sitting out against Memphis. But if you're playing against Giannis and the Bucks, you want to go take it to them.
Two rings
as a competitor. And Kobe would not do that.
Well, and he also had a short career. Shorter career.
Kobe had a long career.
I mean, because he came out of high school at 18. But if you take away those 4 years, he could, if it wasn't for the injuries that plagued him at around 35, and then the Achilles to really finish things up, he could have played a few seasons longer at his prime, right?
At least three more seasons.
My thing is this: is they talk about it's they look into it, right? The science of it and how, you know, it's supposedly going to help them long term. What?
Well, they do so much so that I was going to actually just say this without giving the prerequisite that this isn't something that made up for Pornhub. They have the load manager. There's a guy with a PhD that was with the Raptors with Kawhi, and I forget what team hired him as vice president of load management and player whatever now, but this dude's getting VP NBA money for being a load manager.
The fact that you just said Pornhub, and now the only thing I can think of when we say load management.
But it's
you
true.
You have ruined this conversation
for me. A guy
that,
this guy's getting so much credit because he's credited with giving Kawhi enough load management that he had everything in the tank for the finals.
My thing is, you know, when there was no load management for Michael Jordan, there was management in the 70s and 80s and the heyday of basketball in the late 80s and or mid 80s. And there was, this is a new thing. And supposedly, we're told that the athletes now are bigger, better, faster, stronger. Well, if that's the case, then they probably have more endurance. Why do they need load management? What's going on?
Well, we'll talk about it next, because here's the thing. You're just talking about that aspect of it. But think about all the other amenities that are just handed to them and taken care of that back
travel,
in the day.
Travel, food, nutrition.
All of that.
Yep.
Yeah, so we can talk about that on the flip side.
Baseball players that smoked heaters in the locker room.
Well, there's no doubt. Vlade Divac, chain smoker.
Yeah. Don't give
so,
me that.
There's a lot to be said on this topic, and there, that's not even bringing up the fact that if you're a dad, a single parent, or a family on a really tight income, and you got tickets so that your son could see his favorite player, and you find out because of load management he ain't playing, that's some BS, man.
Yep.
All right, half hour in, just getting started. It's the usual suspects. Back with a whole lot more, ESPN 97.5.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city.
Check it out now.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate the mustacho of Raheel stopping in to say hello as he was
with
passing
the mustache.
By. Yeah,
it looks good.
The Movember mustache. So I was going to ask you.
Yeah, he wanted me to do that. I was like, I can't. I have to put this stupid face on TV. Not happening.
TV people doing it is kind of weird.
It's weird because then I feel like I would have to explain every week why I look like a pedophile.
Like Channel Two, Owen Conflenti and Justin Stapleton are doing the morning. See? And I was like, dude, rough night. Didn't make it to the shaver before you got on the air.
And so I would have done the whole beard.
Yeah.
And I'm using that term loosely because if you've ever seen my growth, it's not good. But just
highlight
see,
that right there,
just
Long.
To see if it had filled out, you know. And but he said, no, Barry, it has to be a mustache only. I was like, oh no, I'm not doing that for TV and stage.
Because then I got to go.
Yeah, that's what he said. Mustache only. And I was
Channel
like,
Two, the guys are growing full beards.
See,
I don't Raheel's think that's the rule.
Raheel's a liar. We should have had him on just to promote it because, you know, he doesn't get enough self-promotion.
Plus, so. He'd love to talk about this whole NBA thing.
Oh, is that why he was in here to begin with?
No, he was actually very nicely checking on making sure the baby and everything was okay yesterday, which was nice. But, yeah, I mean, kudos to him. I told you that my video last week had become the number one piece of content in the history of sports.
Not anymore.
Lance and Raheel had a video about Garrett Cole that actually has gone crazy, and it's number one.
Nice. Yeah. Look at that.
So competing. There you go. I don't mind that. You know I like good competition.
Boy, that stairs
now,
took it out of
this
me.
I hear you huffing and puffing. I have to ask you. So you said you're on this regiment when you were talking about video games, but you're getting to bed by a certain time, getting up at 6:30, which you never do.
Yes.
So is this, what regiment are we talking about? Are you working out again?
Okay, I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm doing. Now, you're going to laugh at it, but I don't care.
All right?
But I've been, like, for the last year, I don't write a lot, you know, and I should be writing almost every day for comedy.
For Sportsman.
So... But the guy I worked with in Wichita, his name is Rob Little, super funny guy. By the way, looks like he might be on America's Got Talent, so that's cool. We got to keep our eyes out for that. He got approved for the audition. But he told me about this book called The Artist's Way. Okay. And it's a book. Now, I'm not very religious, but in the book they talk about God, but they're not necessarily talking about God. They said God could be whatever you want in this context, right? But it's just about getting in touch with your creativity. So... The book basically talks about you wake up every morning and you just write for 3 pages. You just have a journal and you longhand write for 3 pages. Doesn't have to be about anything, but it's just getting you in the act of writing and clearing your mind and doing all that stuff.
Okay.
So I thought, well, if I'm going to do that, and then you got to do daily affirmations where you write and all that, I've been wanting to get on some sort of schedule because I feel like I'm wasting my time in the mornings, right? Like I don't...
You mean you think that you're not getting enough done when you're sleeping from 7 a.m. till 11?
Yeah, that would be where I feel like I would be wasting time, Joel.
Weird. Okay.
So I was like, I'm going to make myself a schedule. And I even have the ability to take a nap if I want, but I got to get everything done first. So this week, and it just started this week, but this week I get up at 6 a.m. and I do my morning writing, and that takes about 30 minutes. And then I do the affirmations, and that takes about 30 minutes. And then I go run. Or work out for 30 minutes, and then I have a cool down for 30 minutes, and then I write for my comedy stuff for 30 minutes, and then I show prep for an hour, and then that's about 9:30. I could either take a nap or play video games until it's time to go. So I've been doing that. This is the third morning in a row I've done
that. So you are – this just started.
This just started this week.
So that's why you're still HR puffing stuff, right?
That's right. I've ran 4 miles this week already.
One a day?
No. 2 Monday and 2 Tuesday. I didn't run today because today is haircut day. Good. So I had to cut something out of my schedule. So it was the exercise. Plus, my legs were killing me. So I needed a day off.
Well, because I'm dreading the fact that they said no sweating or any kind of workouts until this leg completely heals.
Yeah.
And so I'm dreading being like on that start over process.
Yeah.
When you're like your favorite Jefferson character is wheezing.
You're on load management.
Just, yeah.
Yeah. I feel
I don't want to do
that. It's nice having a schedule. I feel like I'm getting stuff accomplished. So that's always good. I mean, Nick can tell you the first 2 days. Well, I think, you know, I had the doc done early on Monday.
He was
done
all about
early today, early yesterday. So it's helped a lot. How long I can keep this up? I don't know. The goal is the entire month of November. So we'll see if I can. And then I feel like if I can knock that out, it'll become a habit. So.
Man.
It was like Joel hacked into your computer, Barry.
Why?
I saw you create those docs.
Oh, shut up. So you had other stuff you wanted to talk about for load management, because then...
Yeah, we'll move on, man. Nick, I want you obviously get all your thoughts in here as well, but that's my biggest thing is it's going to get worse, and it's going to become more of a deal unless the NBA really steps in. And I'm saying, look, if it isn't... You can miss practices. Why don't you just let them miss practices? They can take in what the game plan is, but if you really...
Practices are like 30 minutes anyway, right?
No, I mean, they have some intense practices during the week, and they do a lot of teams, especially when they play up tempo, they have guys that make sure they scrimmage for a couple hours and they work on game plans within. But why don't you give them that time off then so that they're ready to play in the actual games? But the fact that whether you need medical professionals like they do with the NFL with the blue tent, whether you have a non-biased medical personnel that says you're not really hurt, So this isn't acceptable. And you find the teams and say, find another way to do it. Have them miss practices. Do it a different way. But like I said, if you're Jimmy, the 9-year-old that loves Kawhi Leonard tonight, and you got one chance all year, your dad saved up enough money so that the two of you can go see Kawhi Leonard in person, and it's your only chance all year, and Kawhi Leonard is going to miss the game for load management, BS.
They already give them off days. They're already baked into the schedule, and the NBA has gone to a point where they've tried to limit back-to-back games. So you're getting days off already.
Sure, 100%. I mean, they've done the adjustments that they could possibly make when you consider all these teams have to play 82 games, 41 on the road and 41 at home. I mean, I guess my temptation is to put a blame on somebody. I guess that's my temptation, and I tend to... Because every time Leonard has been on a team, the coach has always shown, you know what? Yeah, guess what? He's sitting down, and I don't care. Doc Rivers did it. At least
Popovich did it all the time.
Toronto, that happened. And that tells me that Kawhi wants to sit. That's the indicator. I'm not saying that's the facts. I wish I knew everything in the Clippers organization. But that tells me when the coach is that brash about sitting out their player on a national game, that tells me Kawhi wants to sit.
I would agree with that.
Totally agree.
I mean, that's reasonable to assume that it's his idea because, you know, he's done it wherever he's gone. So it wasn't a Greg Popovich thing resting. You know, he might have got the idea from Kawhi to rest the rest of the stars, but... Yeah, I think part of this starts with Kawhi and him wanting to just take some nights off. I need to get load management for the radio, right? Like, hey, AJ, I'm going to not do, Wednesday.
I need to take a day off now. That way, come NFL season.
Yeah,
By the way, do you know they do that in local television?
No.
Local television, and I'm not going to say who it is, but there's more than one, a male and a female, that have worked into their contracts. They've been here long enough that they don't need to do what the schedule they've been doing for years.
Okay.
They get one of the shows off, and on Fridays they get a show off. And it's like, what are you doing?
Are they at the same station or different stations?
I will not comment on that.
I didn't ask you who it was. Are they at the same station or different stations?
We're not
stations?
Playing to tell the truth. We know it's Dominique Soxa,
but who's the guy?
We're not talking about
it. It's not Dave Ward because he retired. It's not Jose Grignon, right? I mean, he's kind of old.
Is that dude still on in the morning?
Yeah. It is... Ooh. Is it Art Rascone?
No, you know his son's working at Channel 2.
Yeah, too. He sounds just like him.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
What?
Because they seem like that they're slowly puzzled by something when they present.
besides Dominique Soxa, who is it?
Here's the question for who's you and all this.
If you're not going to say, are
on
you?
The load management topic, weak, here's the other
weak
thing.
At me, Joel.
Why couldn't you just be the Rockets and just say, well, you don't have to play defense because you don't play it anyway. So just take the defensive side of the ball off.
Right. Yeah. You already take off half the game anyways. I'm with you.
Yeah.
So
you're going back to this.
Dominique Soxa and.
I don't know Dominique Soxa.
Well, who is it? Is it Lisa Hernandez?
No, because thanks to... Never mind.
You're not going to name names? Oh, man, you suck.
You know what I'm going to name? I'm going to name the name of the best place to go if you're getting out of the house to watch sports. That's Twin Peaks. 5 Houston area locations. I've been telling you all about them and the fact that they have everything under one roof, from eats to drinks to scenic views with those beautiful Twin Peaks grills. And right now, there's a lot going on. Veterans Day, free meal, November the 11th. They're honored to have the opportunity to serve those who have served us in this country. Veterans Day, all veterans, active duty military, and reservists will eat for free from a select menu all day Monday, November the 11th. Enjoy made-from-scratch favorites like the cheeseburger, the chicken tenders, all served with fries. Visit your favorite Twin Peaks in your neighborhood, and that is just another bonus for veterans, and that's awesome. And the other thing is their calendars are on sale, so if you love those Twin Peaks grills, you can go into your favorite location and purchase one of the calendars with $75 in savings throughout the year, and $5 from every calendar is donated straight to Folds of Honor. Another great place to donate if you're going to make sure that you make a difference like Twin Peaks does. So like I'm telling you, it's the 29-degree draft beers. It's the made-from-scratch menu items. It's all this stuff going on in the month of November, and it's all under one roof. It's eats, it's drinks, it's scenic views. It's got to be Twin Peaks.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Yo,
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, wrapping up hour number one, 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Always appreciate you taking us on the go wherever you may be in the big city. If you are out and about, but you have a chance every so often to check in on the computer, check in on Sports Map, please. I did an article which you guys had, not you, Nick, but a lot of listeners had a field day with when I was complimenting Deshaun Watson. And my headline was Watson, Houdini with a helmet on. The only problem was, as I was doing that, and like I told you, a lot of times I voice text part of the article, then I finish typing it, and then I submit it. No one, and I blame Fred's jet lag, no one decided to preview the headline, and it came out like the rap group. So there was Houdini spelled with a W. And if you think about it, it's actually very catchy because I was very proud of the headline before I even wrote the column because it's H-O-U in Houdini. So it's Houston and it's Houdini and it's Deshaun Watson. But with a W on it, it all goes down the drain. So they edited it and fixed it for me. But all the listeners and suspects had a field day with it.
I was talking about that with Josh Jordan yesterday when we filled in on the Blitz in the first segment about how I said, do you ever go in and scrub the comments on Facebook? Because those people are mean when y'all post stuff.
Yeah, they are.
And he was like, nah, unless it's just over the top, you know, rude. Like, if they get racist or say something inappropriate. I'm like, oh, but if they say something mean, you don't care? He's like, nah. Jerk. Gotta get those deleted,
and there's plenty
Josh.
Out there that love to do that. We
you guys
know.
Were talking, I was listening, and you guys were talking about Facebook and how the ESPN Facebook has an enormous amount
of followers.
Oh, my God. 100,000?
Like, yeah, over 100,000.
And if you post anything on Facebook, and Josh pretty much said this yesterday in that first segment, is if they're not saying something bad, then they're probably not paying attention to you. So
that's true.
In a lot of ways.
That's a good point.
Well, that means they're really paying attention to Joel.
As well they should. Here's the thing. You guys, by the way, I want to get into this
you
a little bit.
Guys.
Don't you know I was driving around yesterday running some errands and grabbing some prescriptions and things, and I decided to tune into those guys I can't stand, and instead I got Barry and I got Josh.
Oh, you know what? I think we've made progress here. He didn't lump me in with the guys he can't stand.
That's true.
Look at us.
I'm with you.
Look at us.
I'm totally
growing,
with you.
Growing as a work couple.
Yeah, there's a growing bromance here with the three
Look
of us.
At that.
So I tuned in to listen to you guys and was so grossly disappointed that the Blitz showed up because you guys teased all of this stuff from your takeaways from
Josh Innes.
Josh Innes filling
which
in.
It was not good.
And I had not had a chance to catch up with you either. But yep. Then to hear your thoughts, I knew exactly where you stood.
Mm-hmm.
But then this great tease about all this stuff from Josh who used to work at 790 and his friends and everything like that.
Yeah.
And then right as he was going to get into the good stuff.
The Blitz showed
up. And the Blitz is on. I went, get off. I want to hear the rest of it. Damn it.
Yeah.
Never to be heard from again. Now, when's he going to, what, on Sunday?
Do you want to go get him and bring him on the show?
I would love to.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I'm going to go at the break. I'm going to go talk to him and say, hey, we want the dirt. Come back on and let's talk dirt about Josh Innes and 790.
Yeah. I'm all for that.
Because did you listen to the Blitz when he did it with
Lance? I did listen to it.
Did
it on
you
the
know
way
Lance
home.
Was on the show?
I had no idea.
Nobody did. Like, nobody knew.
I went home and slept, remember, so I wasn't.
No, this was 2 days ago.
No, yeah, this was 2 days ago, not yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So you went home and drank. That's another excuse.
That's probably what happened.
I bet you he drank. He probably, do you drink on the way down to the car, or do you wait until you're in the car when
I don't have a
work?
Flask. The problem hasn't grown to that point yet.
No?
Not a flask.
Are you stop at the store on the way home and get a beer and a brown paper bag guy yet?
No comment.
Jeez.
Dad, is that you? Because my dad totally did that.
No, I'm
now,
more
he's
of a,
retired now, so he's no longer a threat to society for drinking and driving. But my dad, and he's still alive, but God rest his soul. My
or
dad,
his liver.
My dad would pick me up. My parents got divorced when I was 6 years old. So I'd always spend every Wednesday and every other weekend with my dad. And he would pick me up on Wednesday and pick me up every other Friday. And he would have one unopened beer in the car in a brown bag.
Tall boy?
Yeah.
Yep.
One half-drunk beer in the brown bag and then an empty. I was like, Holy cow, Pop.
That reminds me of one of my best friends in high school, her dad. Because I used to drink with him when I wasn't supposed
to. But this is back when it was like bad, but it wasn't like it is now.
I told you guys this.
Like it
I
was
remember,
acceptable to drink and drive when I was coming up.
I remember a bunch of us kids, one of the parents was taking us somewhere to go hang out for the, you know, the mall or something like that. We were younger though, so it was probably some like Playland or something like that. And when I got home, I was like, Mommy, did you know that Mrs. Tracy had a real hard time staying between the lines, and we kind of like were turning when there wasn't supposed to be turns? And she's like, in the car? And I was like, yeah, we were all kind of just thought it was a better way to drive than just a straight line. It was a whole lot of fun. She's like, you will not drive with Mrs. Tracy anymore. But she didn't like go down the block and knock on the door and go, what the hell are you doing, and make it a big deal. Because you're right, it was more acceptable back then.
My dad would put a cooler of Pearl Light in the back of the car, and we would drive to Brenham to go see my grandparents.
God, jeez.
Yeah.
I remember my dad.
He'd drive and hand me one, and you'd give him a beer, and good to go.
I remember my dad would give my buddy.
It was just okay back then.
Yeah, it was. My dad would give my buddy, who was one of my best friends, a ride home, and he lived, like, we lived in a suburb, and he lived over by County Stadium, the old Brewer Stadium. And that was about on the highway. That was about 20 minutes away. And literally, I remember my dad doing the same thing. My dad, you could smell it.
Yep.
And my dad was like, it's, you know, because it was a long day at work. And then he came home, and my mom said, you got to give
have a couple pops.
Warren a ride home. And he's like, Joel, you're going with me. And I'm like, damn, thinking back now, I was like, I was sitting there waiting for something bad to happen while giving my friend a ride home.
Yeah.
It was crazy, but you're right. It was more acceptable.
It's just okay. I don't know why. I remember him just picking me up.
I can see that being more acceptable back then. Not I think okay that mentality now still exists to a certain extent with some people, but I would see how it's way
but
more
the
acceptable
back
the
difference
then
is now you have a lot more to lose. Back then, it was kind of a slap on the wrist if you drank and drive, as long as you didn't. If you just got pulled over and had an open container in the car, it was kind of a slap on the wrist. Nowadays, you got a lot to lose.
I feel like I feel like weed was more of an issue back then. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
That was a hard drug.
You might
drug
as well smoke crack if you admitted you smoked weed back then.
That was a hard drug back then.
Yeah. That's what they would vilify weed as the gateway drug. They're like, if you smoke weed, you just might as well just start, you know, doing
that was the worst
label
ever.
Smoking crack, because you're just going to sell your body and be a crackhead if you smoke weed.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Yeah.
No, but I totally
thanks,
remember
Nancy
all those
Reagan
days.
You ruined it.
So, Nick, do you have like a in your door, that compartment on your door, do you just have like a stash of brown paper
bags? I'll be
bags
honest with you. The only time I will do something like that is if I'm on vacation, going to like a big event, and prices for alcohol is incredibly high, and I'm trying to save a buck. I will totally do that. But really, it's really not more about saving money. It's the convenience. It's like going to a game. You go to a game. For some people, it's not really about the fact that the beer is $13. It's so inconvenient to get yourself out of your seat, walk up 20 steps, wait in line for 30 minutes for a beer, and then go back down. And by the time you're back down, you need another beer. That's why Ben Affleck and Matt, if you look it up, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon on video are seen sneaking liquor into a baseball game. Because it's not, you think they don't have the money? No, they have the money. It's more convenient. So that's the only time I'm guilty of doing something. Drinking and driving.
And I get that, and the lines are terrible, and then you get winded like Barry did when he had to run down to the car during the break. But at the same time, when you're sitting where Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are sitting, you probably have someone waiting on you.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I totally get what you're saying. For the common folk, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's more of a convenient thing for him. But I'm guilty of doing a bunch of dumb stuff. If I sit here and talk, I'll just get myself in trouble. HPD will probably be in the control room. I'll just incriminate myself.
Your driver dance skills, though, are
it's amazing.
Off
I
the
dance way better sitting
fire
down.
Yeah, they are fantastic.
Somebody texted the show and said my dad was also a brown paper bag guy. Well, it says Burry, B-U-R-Y. God, I should block you. Burry, my dad was the paper bag guy too, so much so that he would stop at the store and get extra paper bags for when he got home so he could still drink his beer out of the bag.
Is that like habit?
I guess. I don't know.
It's not a koozie.
Yeah, it doesn't keep it cool.
Wow.
Oh, this is interesting. So we were talking about news people in there.
Yeah.
Joel, this is Demetrius. I heard through the grapevine that Jennifer Reina is going to be at Channel 11.
Really?
That's what Demetrius said. I'm not validating that. I'm asking you.
No, I have not heard that. And obviously, okay. Lisa's on maternity leave, so we wouldn't know about that. But they already have a new traffic girl they hired recently from L.A., Stephanie Simmons. So I don't know.
Is it worth Googling?
No.
Okay.
No. And she doesn't even know me and made a couple comments. I'm like, you better
she
not
made
run
a comment
into
about you?
Yeah.
What did she say? On air?
No, Lisa told me. Like, they were talking when she first got hired. She came from Lisa's old station in L.A., and she worked with Lisa's friends, and she was like, I can't wait to work with you, and blah, 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 blah. And then we found out that was a little bit different, too. But then she's like, hey, I heard you're married. And Lisa's like, yeah. And she's like, oh, you know, what did your husband do? And there's talk. She's just like, oh, you married an old balls. I'm like, she said what? I was like, she better not ever run into me in the grocery store out in our neighborhood, because I'm like, you don't even know me and you're going to make a comment like that?
Okay. Now, you're right, she doesn't know you, but that doesn't mean she wasn't accurate.
Throw us to break.
We'll be back right after this. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.